are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are live 5 minutes past the hour on this beautiful Saturday morning. Of course, our hearts and prayers are with everybody back east who have been battling the nor'easter with feet of snow, from what I'm understanding, winds, as well as high tides and flooding. So if any of you are able to listen out there, please keep us posted on how y'all do. I was out of town. I was in New York last weekend. So some of you think that I'm going to, you know, be nice and go easy on you guys because you had to hear a replay last week and today we're live. But no, I'm not going easy on you. We got a pop quiz. You are long overdue for pop quiz. So pop quiz, come on, get your pencils out. Come on. Come on. Pop quiz. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Pencils out. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Number one, true or false? Diet soda helps prevent diabetes. True or false? Diet soda helps prevent diabetes. That is not an easy question. Diet soda prevents diabetes. True or false? Okay. Number two. In light of former White House physician's statement that Governor Christie would die in office due to his weight, I want you to name three presidents who were considered obese even during their era. So name three presidents in office who were obese. Write them down. I don't want to hear them. Write them down. Number three, no cheating. Number three, true or false? Marijuana has no serious health risks to users. True or false? Dude, what'd she say? Marijuana has no serious health risk to users. True or false? Number four. Now, this is a multiple choice question. Which of the following is the preferred Valentine's gift of most men? Is it A, going out to dinner with his wife and her mother? I'm sorry. That's A. B, a bottle of cologne. C, a toolkit. Or D, be left the hell alone. Okay, which of the following do most men prefer for Valentine's Day? Going out to dinner with the wife and the mother, mother-in-law, a bottle of cologne, a toolkit, or just leave them the hell alone? And then number five, name the radio show. This is a tough one. Name the radio show who made number 62 on TalkStream Live's top 100 most listened to radio shows. No, Jerry Doyle was higher. No, Michael Savage. Don't tell me the answer, just write it down. Okay, ready? Pencils down. Time for answers. Okay, how'd you guys think you did? I know you're groaning. I told you that. I tell you we're going to have a pop quiz. If you don't listen to my show during the week, you're going to fail. I don't want to hear you griping about it. Okay, number one, true or false? Diet soda helps prevent diabetes. Well, the answer to that is false because a study came out this week. Not that I think any diet soda would actually prevent an illness. I mean, you could already tell that was going to be false just because of the way the sentence was worded. Remember, we've worked on our test-taking skills. Yeah, always go for C. By the way, right? Usually with multiple choice questions. Yeah, C usually is the highest percentage of being used. But anyway, true or false, diet soda helps prevent diabetes. False. In fact, they even say diet soda puts you more at risk for diabetes. That's a story we covered this week, but I'll go through it with you guys because I know many of you don't listen to the show during the week and you guys are slackers, and this is kind of our makeup remedial class, right? Number two, in light of former White House physician's statement that Governor Chris Christie would die in office due to his weight, name three presidents who were considered obese even during their era. Okay? All you have to do is name three presidents. There's actually five presidents that were obese. Okay? Taft, right? Taft, he had a BMI over 42.3. Right? And, you know, BMI over 40 is considered severely obese. Over 30 is obese. President Cleveland, 34.6 BMI. McKinley, 31.1. was his BMI. Taylor, 30.2. Theodore Roosevelt, 30.2. Okay, so those were five presidents considered obese with BMI over 30. The only one who died in office was McKinley because he was shot, right? Did McKinley die because he was shot? Yeah, I think so. Okay, and then Bill Clinton's BMI was a 28.3. And so when a White House doctor, Mariano, was starting to rip on Chris Christie, I'd like to know what you said to Bill Clinton if his BMI was kind of high. All right, true or false? For you, those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm making sure y'all aren't not paying attention during my show during the week and we're doing our pop quiz. But here are the answers. Number three, true or false? Marijuana has no serious health risks to users. Actually, the answer to that one is false. Usually my true or false questions are false, right? Because they're easier to write that way. But marijuana has been found to increase stroke in teenagers and adolescents. All right. So for those of you that said marijuana doesn't kill, it can. Number four. This was our multiple choice question. Which of the following is the preferred Valentine's gift of most men? Is it A, going out to dinner with his wife and his mother-in-law? No, that wasn't the answer. No, most men. I know, ladies, you think going out to nice dinner for Valentine's Day. No, trust me, the men really don't want to go out with you and your mother, okay? It's Valentine's Day. He's only doing it to please you guys. B, a bottle of cologne. We've talked about this. Men don't like cologne. Don't buy your man a cologne for Valentine's Day. Men like to smell like men. They don't want to smell musky or Calvin Klein-y or Obsession-y. They don't like smelling like that. They like to smell like men. Give them a break. A toolkit. Nope, that's not the answer. Nope, not the answer. Toolkit. No, guys don't like toolkits, ladies. Are you kidding me? The tools all color coordinated and aligned and bright and all the handles facing the right way. Guys don't want their tools like that. Guys like their tools in a carrying case or all over the workbench and in disarray and a little slimy from the grease. That's how guys like their tools. Don't be getting them a toolkit. I mean, that almost equates to your man buying you a vacuum cleaner, right? You know, why give him something to do? I mean, if you really want to get a guy something, get him a lazy boy. That's what they dig. They dig something to relax. Okay, don't be giving them something so they do household chores, especially not a toolkit. That's girly. I don't care about the see-through case. Again, that's girly. Be left the hell alone. Yeah, most men want to be left the hell alone on Valentine's Day. And number five, the radio show who made number 62 on TalkStream Live's Top 100. Of course, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know. Most listened to, 62. Okay, don't go away. We'll right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Song until I make y'all sick. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 187. What instrument is that? Is that an electric violin? Oh, that's an organ? Oh, thanks, Don. Good. It sounds like, you know what it is? It's an organ on violin setting, right? That's what it is. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials and keeping me in line, as well as promised me that he will not tell the boss if I sexually harass him in any way prior to the show. And thank you, Don. I have witnesses here on now listening nationwide that you will not tell your boss that I sexually harass you, because you have no proof that I sexually harass you, nor admission from me. Now, here we go. Plant-based diets. There has been some suggestion that you and I need to eat more green to help global warming. Because us eating our meats and our chickens and our pork and our fatty foods are causing us to, I guess, increase greenhouse emissions. Is that what it is? And then obviously hurt the environment. Well, thank God. had a study came out. Oh my gosh, this is why we need studies where researchers say, no. We may not have to make you, eat fruits and vegetables. Oh, thank the Lord for that one. I mean, I'll eat, you know, my fruits and vegetables like I have to, but don't be telling me to eat, you know, to stop global warming. Are you kidding me? You know, I mean, I understand I expel gas like the rest of them, although, you know, us ladies will deny it till the day is long. But I mean, I understand, yes, there are emissions that our cars emit and our rectums emit. I get that. But don't be telling me to change my diet. Isn't it bad enough that the world is supposedly warming and we're going to die anyway? Let me eat my meat. Anyway, after analyzing the eating habits of 2,000 French adults. Now, the French don't fart. You guys know that, right? Right? French never admit to farting. You know, Australians, they'll be like, yeah, dude. Oh, no, wait, how do Australians talk? I can't do the Australian accent. New Yorkers, you know, they may fart and say, forget about it. But the French, no, you know, French are pretty couth. So I find this fascinating that they studied the French. But anyway, 2,000 French adults, okay, so they analyze the eating habits and the greenhouse gas emissions generated by producing the plants. Apparently, the French would not allow there to be any containers or Petri dishes or Erlenmeyer flasks to be around their rectums during this test. But, although, boy, that would have been great for my thesis. I could have done my thesis in school on greenhouse emissions and gas. But again, you don't want to use French because they really don't fart. It's something with the evolution. Maybe it happened, you know, during the whole Tower of Babel, right, when everybody learned different languages. Probably the guy that got afflicted with the French language, he probably never had any bowel issues, no Crohn's, no celiac disease, no fiber. He couldn't have been a vegetarian. Vegetarians have gas. That's what we're talking about here. Vegetarians have gas. I don't know why. Why do French not have gas? It's got to be the baguettes. Think it's the baguettes? Yeah. Anyway, okay, so we're getting emails here. I'm French. I fart. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for admitting that. You're probably not 100% French. Anyway, so they say, can I get to the story now? Okay, back to the paragraph because I got to read it. I don't have this stuff memorized. After analyzing the eating habits of about 2,000 French adults and the greenhouse gas emissions generated by producing the plants, fish, meat, fowl, and other ingredients, researchers concluded, please conclude for the love of God, because this story is taking too long, lively embraced goal. Oh, did somebody sneeze? Was that you, Don? Did you sneeze? God bless you. Oh, that was my husband that sneezed. Okay. Sorry, we're having interference. My husband sneezed. He wants to hear what I'm getting him for Valentine's Day. I'm going to get him a toolkit. Why not? Just because I don't think you all should get your husband's toolkits, I will. Shh. Researchers concluded that widely embraced goals for the health of people and for the health of the planet are not necessarily perfectly compatible. What is the hell that they mean? I think what they're saying is don't worry about, you know, growing fruits and vegetables to save the land, because we're still warming, which is kind of what, you know, to me, this whole global warming thing confuses me. One is because I never can understand the articles when they're written. But number two is, didn't NASA come out with a report that Antarctica is growing ice at the same speed as the Arctic is losing the ice? So if Antarctica is growing the ice while the Arctic is losing the ice, to me, and I'm not an astronomer, I know that's a big shock to all y'all, but I'm not an astronomer, my guess is the Earth is tilting. And maybe we in the North feel warm, not the South. Hence, not global warming, but hemi-global warming and hemi-global cooling. That's how I look at it. And then if you have hemi-global northern hemisphere warming and hemi-global southern hemisphere cooling, to me that washes it out and we shouldn't even be talking about it. Anyway, so researchers say growing fruits and vegetables do not produce as much greenhouse gas as raising cattle or livestock. So the study did confirm that if you are growing fruits and vegetables, it is better than growing cows. But people who eat primarily plant-based diet make up for that by eating more of the foods. And I got to tell you, my vegetarian patients have a lot of gas. Oh, and then don't get me started on the vegans. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, listen to me. If you do have a vegan diet or a vegetarian diet, I'm proud of you. You guys are some of the healthiest people I take care of. And studies have shown vegetarian, vegan diets, you guys do great. You are, though, I'm sorry, a little more stinky. All right, but you know what? You're healthier. And I'm sure Obama loves you because it saves money on Obamacare. So please don't misconstrue the remarks as I don't want you to be vegetarian or vegan. More meat for me. Please do it. But I notice my vegetarians and vegans have a little bit more difficulty, shall we say, passing the food air free. And so, is that bad? No. I mean, actually, our bodies were designed to toot. You know, our bodies were designed to. Just because here in America we like to hold it in, or the French like to hold it in, doesn't mean that our bodies weren't designed to fart. I don't know what the average is. I know in my family we probably break the 2,000 mark each hour. Okay. All right. Too much detail. Okay. Well, we got to go back to this. We got to go back to the story. They say when you eat healthy, are we still on this story? Greenhouse gases include carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide are produced by machines that burn fossil fuels. The gas is then released into the atmosphere where it contributes to climate change. Can I move on? I really am bored with this one. Overall, 1,600 grams. My boss is there. Overall, 1,600 grams of carbon dioxide were emitted for every 100 grams of meat produced, blah, 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 blah. Is he gone yet? Carbon dioxide, greenhouse gas, global warming, Obama good. Are we good? Are we good? He's gone? Okay, good. Let's move on. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So who got the flu this year? Did any of you guys get the flu? I didn't get the flu. I got the flu shot this year. Well, apparently the CDC is now saying that the worst of the flu season may be over. Now, mind you, they said this before the nor'easter hit back east. My guess is these people are probably going to be getting some sniffles anytime soon with all the snow and the winds and the freezing cold, and they're going to be stuck indoors with other people, not being able to go to the doctor, so they're going to be stuck next to sick people. So my guess is we are going to see a resurgence of some, pathogenic issues that we usually see this time of year back east. But from what I could tell in the Las Vegas area, and from what I could tell in the Southwest and every place that hasn't had a storm, so far so good. So I think we are almost out of the woods. Is that the term? Out of the woods? Out of the neck of the woods? Forest from the trees? I think we're almost out of the forest from the trees. Okay? Okay, good. All right, hope none of you got the flu. If you still want to get a flu shot, go ahead. We doctors need to make money, and we definitely have flu shots that we probably still need to sell. I'm out, so I'm good. Here's the thing. I have, though, still been seeing a lot of bronchitis and sore throats. We still have a lot of sick people, but many people got the flu December, January. Now they're having the, type of stuff. So they're coming in with their green sputum, et cetera. Not everybody needs antibiotics, but we're seeing more of a bacterial type of look as opposed to the viral. But this was a nasty flu bug. I just don't want to say it's over. I'm just supposed to report the news because that's my job. But for the most part, we are seeing an improvement. Any other advice I would probably give you at this point is, again, if you have a coworker that comes to work who's sick, kick them out. It's not like they like you anyway. I mean, don't try to be their friend. Say, raise your hand. Raise your hand at your desk and go, boss, she's sick. Boss, over here, boss. Yeah, she's sick. Can you please send her home? Honestly, don't think about trying to save your social status at work, because nobody probably likes you anyway. Trust me, nobody likes me at work. You think they like me? Do you think my listeners like me? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Science. What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Yeah, follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. I messed that up earlier this week. I called it the Facebook Show, and I really didn't know what kind of a show that would be, especially with all the pokes and the super pokes. But the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. I'm sorry, I can't get it right after 4 years of being on air. Facebook, Dr. Dahlia. Dolly Friday show. Also, we are still looking for the Dr. Dolly Alaskan Cruise. We do have a few cabins left. So, guys, you want to definitely suck those suckers up. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, to get yourself booked for the cabin. All right, Brian from Las Vegas says, Doctor, thank you for being the first woman with common sense. Can I thank you for being the only man that ever thought I had it? He says, I can't stand Valentine's Day, I don't mean to grammatically correct your emails. I'm just as bad. But I and the rest of the men listening need you to tell us what women want for Valentine's Day. Lord knows we don't want to get this one wrong. And are you Lincoln Day dinner? Oh, I don't know much about the Lincoln Day dinner. Yeah, I love going to the Lincoln Day dinner in Las Vegas. It's usually around Lincoln's birthday. No, I haven't really heard much about it this year, so I don't know much about it. I wish I did. Sorry about that. But I do know a lot about Valentine's Day. So let's knock this one out of the ballpark here. Okay. In the very first part of the show, we talked about, we gave you guys a quiz, and it sounds like most of you failed it miserably. But, you know, we talked about what men like for Valentine's Day, and we kind of realized that they really don't want nothing. They just kind of want to be left alone. And I think a lot of us ladies, you know, we when we buy gifts for our men, we think, like, about what we think they would like, and we really don't put ourselves into the minds of our men, right? What would men like? Or maybe we do, and we're like, no, I'm sorry, I haven't done that move in 20 years. Let me just give him a toolkit to keep him busy. You know, honestly, guys, we women are smarter than you think, okay? But I decided to go to smartmarriages.com to look up the 50 cheap Valentine's Day gifts that should be a sure thing, right, for us, okay? And many of us are married, and we want to keep our marriage, and Valentine's Day is the one day of the year where we're not supposed to be taking our spouses for granted, and we're supposed to do a nice gift. So let's take a look at some of these ideas. I hope to high heaven they're tolerable. What's this one? Create an indoor picnic with props. Spice up the dessert. Play card game. No, not an indoor picnic. They're going to make a mess, and then the ants are going to come, and the cats are going to eat the food. No. Let's look at this one. Number two, decorate a unique-looking jar or box with craft items. Are you kidding me? Smartmarriages.com? No, I'll pass on that one. I'm not creative, and I really don't want anything craftsy. I want chocolate. Get me some chocolate. Where does it say chocolate? Number three, make a framed group of photos that put your relationship in chronological order of events. See, the problem is my husband has changed so much in 20 years. I mean, he was always gorgeous, but he's now even more gorgeous. The problem with that is I have so many pictures of old boyfriends still circling around the house. God forbid I put the wrong picture, like Dirk is in there. I would say no to that one. They say here, for couples with children, get them involved in an all-family fun Valentine's Day dinner at home. No, that's not fun. Mom can prepare a dessert for two and light the candles while dad puts the kids to... No, that's a hell no on that one. No, I'm not preparing nothing for nobody. Here, how about this one? Leave a note... I don't think this is helping us at all. Leave a note on your mate's pillow expressing how special you think he or she is. No. You know what I do? I leave post-it notes on my husband's pillow on what he should do. Right? What hasn't gotten done. Call your mother. Don't forget to pick up prescriptions. Make sure you drop the kids off with the birthday cake. No. Honestly, the only notes I put on his pillow are these post-its, so I doubt he's going to read it. You know, I'm really having problems seeing... Okay, what about this one? This looks romantic. Buy two champagne flutes for use on Valentine's Day. I can't play any musical instruments. Okay, what about this one? Create an at-home spa day for your mate. Men don't want that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I get how some of these are cheap. Take a two-hour salsa or tango lesson. My husband can't dance. I'm sorry. I can't sing. I can't sing either. Watch an old movie at home together. Okay, that I could do. Sitting on the couch in our underwear, that I could do. Okay, all right. So did I give you guys any sort of ideas on what to do? Write a top 10 reasons why I love you. Well, the first three reasons I would probably put on my list for my husband is he hasn't dumped me yet. That's, you know, number four would be pulse. You know, number five, so that on how romantic that would be. Okay, thank you, smartmarriages.com, but that really didn't help us at all. You know what I would do? I would forget. You know, Valentine's Day is during the week anyway. Very easy. Is it Valentine's Day Thursday? Yeah. Just you know what? Let your wife watch Glee. She probably's dying to watch Glee. So what I would do for Valentine's Day, men, is pretend you forgot. And then if she remembers, have, because that's scary, if your wife or your girlfriend remembers Valentine's Day and thinks you forgot, already have a bunch of chocolates wrapped up. Oh, and you know what? Teddy bears don't hurt. You know, those real soft teddy bears that she doesn't have to clean? Yeah, something like that. And then say that you wanted to surprise her. Now, of course, this really won't fly if it's March 2nd, but I would just do that and try to get the night off because you guys don't like Valentine's Day anyway. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so diet drinks can make you 60% more likely to get diabetes than regular drinks. Is that pretty scary stuff? Diet drinks. They say women who drank about 1.5 liters of diet drinks a week had up to 60% increased risk of diabetes. The study looked at 66,000 women and found those who drank diet drinks were more likely to develop the disease than those who had the sugary drinks. This was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. A good read. It's on the back of my toilet next to Inquirer and People. They said the effect is compounded by the fact that diet drinkers consume more. So on average, people who drink diet drinks drink 2.8 glasses a week compared to 1.6, excuse me, for regular sodas. Now remember, this is a study out of Europe. I'm going to say it's different in America. 2.8 glasses of diet soda a week. You guys who drink diet drinks, you drink it every day. You'll have some soda in the morning, you'll have some soda at lunch, and you'll have some soda in the evening. That's kind of a lot. In the study, more than 66,000 middle-aged French women were quizzed on their dietary habits. Then their health had been monitored over 14 years from 1993 to 2007. And I guess they tracked them, and they found that those who drank about half a liter a week had a 15% increased risk of diabetes, more than 1.5 times liters a week, 60% increased risk. Why is that? I don't know. To me, I think that the artificial sweetener kind of screws the pancreas up. And I think the pancreas is like, well, what the hell is this? And, it's honestly, put a microphone next to your pancreas. Take a diet drink, and I'll be like, what the hell is this? And I think, remember, if the pancreas is confused, remember how I taught you all about how I can't stand it when you only eat one meal a day, one large meal a day, and you think you're dieting because that meal is maybe only 1,000 calories, so technically throughout the day you're under, you know, 1,200 calories for that day. The pancreas doesn't like that stuff. It doesn't like it. The pancreas wants to know that it's getting general food every few hours so it could shoot out the insulin in a nice rhythmic pattern. Sure, you give off insulin throughout the day. But it doesn't want to handle one big, huge bolus of food. And maybe what's happening is these artificial sweeteners are kind of messing them up. And then the liver's like, well, wait a second, I got to make glucose. So now I got to kick it into high gear. You know, a study came out this week saying if you have diet drinks in your alcohol mixes, like a rum and Coke, as opposed to like a rum and diet, they say if that happens, you're going to be more inclined to get drunk or intoxicated. The body doesn't know what the heck to do with artificial sweeteners. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get a quicker buzz. But honestly, that was a trick we used to do in college. You drink your diet, you drink your mixed drinks with diet because the alcohol would consume faster. So just think about it. If you do a rum and diet as opposed to a rum and Coke, not that I want you guys drinking that stuff anyway, it will cause you to be intoxicated more. Okay, don't go away. I want to hear from you. Should our presidents be slim, or does it not matter if they're obese? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injury, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzelmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
All right.
right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, I don't know why the media has given this so much attention. Well, I know why they have, but it's one of these topics where it's been media-worthy and news-worthy, but many of us scratch our heads wondering why we're spending so much time and energy on this topic. Well, Governor Chris Christie has been in the news for a while, right? Back and forth, Republicans like him, then Republicans hate him, then Republicans like him, right? Well, CNN, I guess, decided to interview former White House physician Connie Mariano from Scottsdale, Arizona. She was a former White House physician during Bill Clinton's days in the White House. And I'm sure she was the one that yelled at him about eating McDonald's. Remember when he went into a McDonald's and everybody thought he was the coolest cat doing that? And then he was found to be overweight. And then the press had to show him jogging in his gray, jogging outfit, etc. Okay. So anyway, former White House physician Connie Mariano had told CNN that she thought New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, if he was president, could possibly die in office, either of a stroke, heart disease, and that he would have to address his quote-unquote, or his parentheses, obesity issues prior to running for office. Now, of course, Governor Christie was like, oh, she needs to shut up. She's a quack, butt out. And, many of us in the medical field were also kind of like, we all know that Chris Christie has an obesity problem, but no, he could still technically run, for office. And I mean, we in the beginning segment of the show had discussed five presidents who had been obese, right? Taft, Cleveland, McKinley, Taylor, Theodore Roosevelt. Bill Clinton was considered overweight with his BMI. I'm not sure what Ronald Reagan's BMI was. My guess is he was such a burly, handsome, strapping cowboy that I'm sure with his boots on, he probably had a BMI close to 30. Did it matter? Did it really matter? Any of our obese presidents never died because of heart disease. Now, would an obese president have the ability to run for office? Again, I think this is a ridiculous conversation to have because I don't think the GOP is going to nominate Chris Christie anyway. And while everybody's saying, oh, Hillary Clinton's not going to run, meanwhile, you start to see these polls, Chris Christie and Hillary Clinton in a dead heat. A dead heat for what? Who's taking polls? We just finished this one election and we're licking our wounds and trying to figure out what the hell we're going to do with our economy, and they're already talking about a Chris Christie, Hillary Clinton race. Don't be snowed. They're already raising money for Hillary Clinton. Apparently, her website's been launched. PACs have been raising money. So, and I guess a story came out yesterday saying Hillary Clinton is one of the most favorable politicians, even over Barack Obama. She is the quote unquote favorite politician in the United States. So they're already starting her press case and glorifying her in the media. Meanwhile, CNN looks like, I don't know why this topic came up, decides to interview a former White House physician to criticize Governor Christie's health habits and his approach to his weight, and would that, be translated to his approach to the country. And so I think this is ridiculous because I don't even think Governor Christie is even in the running, all right? And so it's stupid. But, what I do find fascinating is the topic of medical conditions and presidents. Now, we spent a lot of time earlier this week talking about that on one of the shows. We were talking about John F. Kennedy's Addison's disease. He had to hide that from the media. Now, keep in mind, he was one of the first presidents that was being followed around by cameras all the time. FDR had an easier time hiding his polio, hiding his blood pressure issues. Woodrow Wilson, prior to the stroke, obviously had some sort of health issues, whether it was high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes. Nobody knew about it. Nobody probably tested at the time. Nobody knew. And then when he did have a stroke, I think he was able to hide it from the media for 16 months. Calvin Coolidge lost his son in office, so he had been suffering from severe depression. From what we understand, Abraham Lincoln supposedly suffered from depression when he lost his son, one of his sons, when he was in office. So, you know, we have had medical issues with presidents before. Just nowadays, we want full disclosure. I mean, do you really think you're getting everything there is to know about President Bush's or President Obama's health report? Didn't Bush have a colonoscopy and we all had to hear about that one? I mean, do we even care? Does it even matter? You know, one topic we discuss is, you know, should politicians have privacy? Should they have the same privacy that we want with our medical records? You know, and then if we say no, and we should get full report on any medical issues that our presidents have, or our vice presidents have, or our politicians in the executive branch, legislative branch, judicial branch, etc., are we even getting the full story? I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton, for instance, right? Hillary Clinton, late 60s. All right. Do we know her BRCA status? Right, BRCA 1, BRCA 2, gene status. I mean, that's important. If she's going to, you know, be elected in 2016 and, you know, possibly be in office for 8 years, would be nice to know if her endometrial lining is good, if her ovaries are doing okay, if she's been tested for breast cancer, if she's been getting her colonoscopies, or is it just none of our business? You know, I got to be honest, guys, I really don't care about Hillary Clinton's ovaries. I mean, my guess is they're kind of shriveled up by now. Lord knows mine are starting to shrivel, right? And you know, it's do we even know? You know, so everyone's talking about, well, Governor Chris Christie, we have to assume he has high cholesterol, and you know, he'll have diabetes, and he could have a heart attack or stroke. How do we not know that President Obama doesn't have clogged arteries? How do we not know that? And then do we need to? I mean, do we need to, as the voter, know every nook and cranny in his body? Do we need to know what's going on with Barack Obama's prostate? Do we need to know what his PSA level is? Some of you will say, yeah, he's representing this country. He's the one behind the button. We should know. All right. Now, one of you had called in and brought up the mental issues of the presidents and had asked, shouldn't we know what their psychiatric evaluation is? Well, what president is going to allow a psychiatrist, right, to lambast all over the news what their psychiatric diagnosis was? Okay, like, for example, one of you had called in asking about LBJ and bipolar. I can't confirm if Lyndon B. Johnson had bipolar or not. We know he had some narcissistic qualities, right? We could assume Obama may have some narcissistic qualities. I mean, you become president of the United States, you're going to walk around, you know, strutting your stuff, all right? But in terms of, you know, mental illness, does he have bipolar? Does he have schizophrenia? Does he... I mean, I don't know. I agree. I think we should know that all our we should feel safe and confident that our executive branch, or I should say any of our government officials, have the mental capacity to do their job. Absolutely. And from what we understand, I mean, anybody who's made it this far in politics pretty much passes, you know, under the wire. But no, that's something that's never going to be brought up. Right. You know, somebody actually looking at the psychological history. Now, some people say, well, you can't do that because psychology is very subjective. Well, not always. There are some objective findings that you could use. I mean, there is some objectivity you could use. It's not all subjective. But yeah, absolutely. Somebody could evaluate President Obama, say he has a oppositional defiant disorder, and then he'll say, no, I want a second opinion. Then the second opinion comes in and says, well, maybe we have some histrionic, I don't know. So, the point I'm trying to make is it's ridiculous to be sitting here dissecting a probably non-presidential candidate, right, for any possible future health issues when we really never know the true story of any of our any of our candidates, right? You know, now many people then go, well, then why don't we just look at age? Hillary Clinton is going to be of higher years. Well, that doesn't mean she's going to have cancer. That doesn't mean she's going to have heart disease or a stroke. Which is worse, higher age or obesity and younger age? So I would just say, you know what, relax. We got Valentine's Day. That's enough to stress about. Just be cool. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again. Don't forget we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, every day Pacific time. Y'all be safe and God bless.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more vitality, more health? more well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.